Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 471. Number 471. We are in the book of Hebrews. We will be beginning with chapter 6. I've gone back to the original format because of the amount of notes, etc., etc., and the highlights. So as I read the chapter, I'll give these notes along with it. This is 13 chapters, and it's not written in the manner that he just runs on. Okay, let's get started here. Verse 1 of chapter 6, and you can reference Matthew 5, verse 48. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48. Therefore, having left the word of the beginning of the Messiah, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of belief toward Elohim, of the teaching of immersions and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of everlasting judgment. Verse 3, and this we shall do, if Elohim indeed permits. Verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the set apart spirit, verse 5, and have tasted the good word of Elohim and the powers of the age to come, verse 6, and fall away. Ooh. To renew them again to repentance, having impaled for themselves the son of Elohim again, and put him to open shame. No, you can't be on again, off again, okay? And verse 6, you can reference Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. Verse 7, for ground that is drinking the rain, often falling on it, and is bearing plants fit for those by whom it is tilled, receives blessing from Elohim. Verse 8, but if it brings forth thorns and thistles, it is rejected and near to being cursed and ends up by being burned. And for verse 8, you can reference Genesis chapter 3, verse 18. Genesis 3, verse 18. Verse 9, but although we speak in this way, beloved, we are persuaded concerning you of better matters which possess deliverance. Verse 10. For Elohim is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have attended to the set apart ones and still attend. In other words, you're taking care of his flock. You're helping your brethren. Okay? Verse 11. And we desire that each one of you show the same eagerness to the entire confirmation of expectation until the end. Verse 12. In order that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through belief and patience inherit the promises. Verse 13, and you can reference Genesis chapter 22, verse 16 for verse 13. Genesis 22:16. For Elohim, having promised Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, swore by himself. Verse 14, reference Genesis 22, verse 18. Genesis 22, 18. Saying, truly, blessing I shall bless you, and increasing I shall increase you. Verse 15. And so, after being patient, he obtained the promise. Verse 16. For men do indeed swear by the one greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Verse 17. In this way, Elohim, resolving to show even more clearly to the heirs of promise, the heirs of promise, that's the only one he's trying to show stuff for, the unchangeableness of his purpose, confirmed it by an oath. Verse 18, so that by two unchangeable matters in which it is impossible for Elohim to lie, we might have strong encouragement, we who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the expectation set before us. Verse 19. Which we have as an anchor of the life, both safe and firm, and entering into that within the veil. Reference Leviticus chapter 16, verse 2, concerning the veil of the temple. You had to be special to go inside that veil. That was for the priests only. Verse 20, where Yeshua has entered as a forerunner for us, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Reference Psalm 110 verse 4. Psalm 110 verse 4. And Melchizedek means the king of righteousness. It's two words put together. Melchi, the king of, and then Zedek, righteousness. And that ends chapter 6. Moving on to chapter 7. Verse 1. For this Melchizedek, sovereign of Shalem, priest of the Most High Elohim, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the sovereigns and blessed him. And you can reference Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 through 20. That's Genesis 14, 17 through 20. For verse 1. Verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, that's a tithe, his name being translated, indeed, first, sovereign of righteousness, okay, king of righteousness, Malki, king, okay, and then also sovereign of Shalem. That is sovereign of peace. Shalem, shalom. Okay, peace. Verse 3. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but having been made like the son of Elohim, remains a priest for all time. Verse 4. 4 of chapter 7. Now, see how great this one was, to whom even the ancestor Abraham gave a tenth of the choicest booty. Verse 5 of chapter 7, reference Numbers chapter 18, verse 21. Numbers 18, verse 21. And truly those who are of the sons of Levi, or Levi, the Levites, okay, who receive the priesthood, have a command to receive tithes from the people according to the Torah, that is, from their brothers, although they have come from the loins of Abraham. That was for the support of the priesthood. Okay. Verse 6. However, the one whose genealogy is not derived from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed the one who held the promises. Verse 7 of chapter 7. And it is beyond all dispute that the lesser is blessed by the better. Verse 8. And here it is men who die that receive tithes, but there it is someone of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Okay, here in this world, but in the other world, it's Yeshua Messiah. Okay. Verse 9. And one might say that through Abraham, even Levi, who received tithes, gave tithes. Verse 10. For he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Verse 11, Truly then, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people were given the Torah, why was there still need for another priest to arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be called according to the order of Aharon? Verse 12. For the priesthood being changed, of necessity there takes place a change of law also. Verse 13. For he, capital H, he, okay, of whom this is said belongs to another tribe, from which no one had attended at the slaughter place. That's the altar, okay? And that tribe is Yehuda instead of Levi, tribe of the king. Okay, verse 14. For it is perfectly clear that our master arose from Yehuda, a tribe about which Moshe never spoke of concerning priesthood. He never spoke of that. Verse 15. And this is clearer still, if another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, verse 15, who has become not according to the Torah of fleshly command, but according to the power of an endless life, verse 17. For he does witness, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Reference Psalm 110, verse 4. Psalm 110, verse 4. Verse 18. For there is indeed a setting aside of the former command, or the former Levitical command, okay, because of its weakness and unprofitableness. Verse 19, for the Torah perfected not, but the bringing in of a better expectation through which we draw near to Elohim. Okay, nobody could live up to the entire Torah. It was just too much for us. We are imperfect beings, and only one could keep the whole Torah, and that was Yeshua, because he was Yahweh in the flesh. Boom. Verse 20. And it was not without an oath. Verse 21. For they indeed became priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, Yahweh has sworn and shall not regret, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Again, Psalm 110, verse 4. Verse 22 of chapter 7. By as much as this Yeshua has become a guarantor of a better covenant, the Brit Kadasha, the new covenant. Okay, not the old covenant. He's expanded on the old covenant and fulfilled it. Verse 23. And indeed, those that became priests were many, because they were prevented by death from continuing. Verse 24. But he, capital H, he, speaking of Yeshua, because he remains forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. He rose from the dead on the third day. He rose up, and he is our king and priest, and always will be. No more men that die, okay? The eternal Yeshua verse 25. Therefore, he, again, capital H, he, referring to Yeshua, is also able to save completely those who draw near to Elohim through him, ever living to make intercession for them. Yahweh does not see our righteousness, he sees his righteousness. Verse 26. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, kind, innocent, undefiled, having been separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. Verse 27. Reference Leviticus 9, verse 7. Leviticus 9, 7. Who does not need, as those high priests, to offer up slaughter day by day, first for his own sins and then for those of the people? For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. He was the final perfect sacrifice. We don't have to do animals anymore. Oh, praise Yahweh. Verse 28. For the Torah appoints as high priests men who have weaknesses, but the word of the oath which came after the Torah appoints the Son, capital S, Son, S-O-N, having been perfected forever, the perfect Passover lamb. Ends chapter 7. Wow. What can I say? I mean, this is heavy duty stuff right here. This is, man. Let's get into chapter 8 of Hebrews, verse 1. And you can reference Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110, verse 1 for verse 1 of chapter 8. Now the summary of what we are saying is, we have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the greatness, capital G, greatness, it's an appellation, in the heavens, speaking of the throne of Yahweh. Verse 2, and who serves in the set apart place and of the true tent, the tent of meeting, okay, which Yahweh set up and not man. Okay, this is Yahweh's place of meeting with us. Verse 3. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and slaughters. So it was also necessary for this one, capital O, one, speaking of Yeshua, to have somewhat to offer. Verse 4. For if indeed he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the Torah. Verse 5, and for verse 5 you can reference Exodus chapter 25, verse 40. Exodus 25, 40. Verse 5, who serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly, as Moshe was warned when he was about to make the tent. For he said, see that you make all according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. That's Exodus 25, verse 40. Verse 6. But now he, capital H-E, has obtained a more excellent service, inasmuch as he is also mediator, capital M, mediator. All right. He's mediator of the new covenant. And this is listed in Hebrews in three places. Chapter 8, verse 6, chapter 9, verse 15, and chapter 12, verse 24. He's called the mediator in those three places. The mediator of a better covenant, which was constituted on better promises, the new covenant. Verse 7, for if that first had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. In other words, we were failing the first covenant. Not the covenant was wrong. We were not capable of keeping it. So Yahweh, out of his love, made a new covenant with us. That's what he's speaking of here. The new covenant through Yeshua Messiah. Okay. Now, verses 8 through 12. Verses 8 through 12, you can reference Hebrews chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. Hebrews 10, 16 and 17. And Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34 for verses 8 through 12. Verse 8. For finding fault with them, he says, speaking of Yahweh, see, the days are coming, says Yahweh, when I shall conclude with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda a renewed covenant. Verse 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Mitzrayim, because they did not continue in my covenant. Not Yahweh. Yahweh didn't break the covenant. The Israelites didn't continue in it. They broke it. They did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says Yahweh. Verse 10, because this is the covenant that I shall make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh, giving my laws in their mind, and I shall write them on their hearts, and I shall be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Verse 11. And they shall by no means teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know Yahweh, because they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Verse 12. Because I shall forgive their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawlessness, I shall no longer remember. Verse 13. By saying renewed, he has made the first old. The covenant where you had to sacrifice animals and all of that. Those observances we no longer have to do. Now, what becomes old and growing ages is near disappearing. The law still stands. But the covenant where they had to put sin off for a year through animal sacrifice is fulfilled by the death of Yeshua Messiah and his resurrection. And that's the glory of all of it. The other was only for a year, was temporary. We had to keep sacrificing. No longer. Sacrifices are done, but there are rules to this covenant too. And that ends chapter 8 of Hebrews. Let's get into chapter 9. Now there's more notes here, okay, than the other chapters, so be ready to write. Verse 1 of chapter 9. Now the first indeed had regulations of worship and the earthly set apart place. Okay, the earthly set apart place. The physical temple, okay? That's been destroyed, actually. But it exists, the perfect temple exists in heaven in the New Jerusalem, which will come down, okay? It'll come down. Verse 2 of chapter 9, reference Exodus, chapter 25, verses 23 through 40, and Exodus 26, verses 1 through 30. That's Exodus 25, 23 through 40, and 26, 1 through 30. For a tent was prepared, the first part, in which was the lampstand and the table and the showbread, which is called the set apart place. Verse 3, reference Exodus chapter 26, verses 31 through 33. Exodus 26, 31 through 33. Verse 3, and after the second veil, the part of the tent which is called most set apart. That's where the Ark of the Covenant was. Okay. Verse 4, reference Exodus 16, verse 33, Exodus 16, verse 33, and Exodus 25, verses 10 through 16, Exodus 25, 10 through 16, and Numbers chapter 17, verses 8 through 10, that's Numbers 17, 8 through 10, and Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, Deuteronomy 10, 3 through 5 for verse 4. To which belong the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant, overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that held the manna, and the rod of Aharon that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. Verse 5, reference Exodus 25, verses 18 through 22. Exodus 25, 18 through 22, verse 5. And above it, the cherubim of esteem were overshadowing the place of atonement, about which we do not now speak in detail. Verse 6. And these, having been prepared like this, the priest always went into the first part of the tent, accomplishing the services. Reference Numbers chapter 18, verses 2 through 6. Numbers 18, 2 through 6, verse 7. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for sins of ignorance of the people. Reference Leviticus chapter 16, verses 2 through 34. Leviticus 16, verses 2 through 34. Numbers chapter 15, verses 15 through 28. Numbers 15, 15 through 28. And 3 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 11. 3 Maccabees 1, 11. Verse 8. The set apart spirit signifying this, that the way into the most set apart place was not yet made manifest while the first tent has a standing. Verse 9. Which was a parable for the present time in which both gifts and slaughters are offered, which are unable to perfect the one serving as to his conscience. Verse 10. Only as to food and drinks and different washings and fleshly regulations imposed until the time of setting matters straight. It was only a temporary thing with the priesthood. Verse 11 through 15. Verse 11 through 15, reference 4 Maccabees, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, or 21 and 22, pardon me. 4 Maccabees 17, 21 and 22 for verses 11 through 15. Verse 11, but Messiah, having become a high priest of the coming good matters through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, done by Yahweh, okay, verse 12, entered into the most set apart place once for all, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, having obtained everlasting redemption. That's the perfect sacrifice, okay? Verse 13. And for verse 13 here, you can reference Leviticus chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Leviticus 16, 15 and 16, and Numbers 19, verse 9 and verse 17 through 19. Numbers 19, 9 and 17 through 19 for verse 13 only. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the defiled sets apart for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of the Messiah, who through the everlasting Spirit offered himself unblemished to Elohim, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living Elohim? Now, dead works is what he's talking about, those rituals which have been fulfilled. They're no longer necessary. They're dead. We don't have to do the sacrifice of bulls and goats. It wasn't getting the job done. Yeshua did the job. It's done. It's perfect. Verse 15. And because of this, he is the mediator, there's the mediator again, of a renewed covenant, so that death, having taken place for redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called, okay, those who are called, might receive the promise of the everlasting inheritance. not everybody, just those who are called. Verse 16. For where a covenant is, it is necessary for the death of the covenanted one to be established. Verse 17. For a covenant over those dead is firm, since it is never valid while the covenanted one is living. Verse 18. Therefore, not even the first covenant was instituted without blood. Verses 19 and 20 reference Exodus chapter 24, verses 6 through 8. Exodus 24, 6 through 8 for verses 19 and 20. Verse 19, for when, according to Torah, every command had been spoken by Moshe to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people. Verse 20, saying, this is the blood of the covenant which Elohim commanded you. Verse 21, reference Leviticus chapter 8, verse 15. Leviticus 8, 15. Verse 21, and in the same way he sprinkled with blood both the tent and all the vessels of the service. Verse 22, reference Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. Leviticus 17, 11. And according to the Torah, almost all is cleansed with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. Verse 23. It was necessary then that the copies of the heavenly ones should be cleansed with these. But the heavenly ones themselves with better slaughter offerings than these. Verse 24. For Messiah had not entered into a set apart place made by hand. Figures of the true, it's figurative only, the earthly temple, but into the heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of Elohim on our behalf. He's there as the mediator that they keep talking about over our sins. Okay? The mediator. Man, that's some heavy-duty stuff. It really is. Telling what Yeshua actually did. Boy. All right. Not that he should offer himself often, just once. As the high priest enters into the set-apart place year by year with blood not his own. The blood of bulls and goats. That's done. Verse 26, for if so, he would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the offering of himself. Once and for all, covering over our sins if we obey the rules of this new covenant. Verse 27, and as it awaits men to die once, and after this the judgment. Verse 28 and reference Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Isaiah 53, 12. So also the Messiah, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time apart from sin, no longer having our sins put on him, to those waiting for him unto deliverance. He's here for the remnant, and it's getting down to the last days, brothers and sisters. We're running out of time. Well, I've got 6, 7, 8, and 9, and I was going to do 10, 11, 12, and 13 on the next show. I think I'm going to keep to that schedule because 10 has 38 verses in it, and I'm not going to be able to get the whole thing done. I'm going to have to take those four in order. This is an exciting reading. He's reminding the Hebrews exactly what Yeshua did by setting apart himself as the final sacrifice. No more bulls and goats and lambs and da-da-da-da-da. That was not getting the job done. So in John 3:16 it says, for Yahweh so loved his order of arrangement, his original order of arrangement, which has been perverted and destroyed by the evil one, where we're living in that perverted order of arrangement right now, that he gave his only begotten son, that's Yeshua, for the remission of sins. It needed a perfect sacrifice, which is what Yeshua was. No flaw, no sin attached. The final sacrifice that's going to finish for all time the need for sacrifice. But you can't say, I believe, and then follow for a little while, and then go back to the world, and then come back and expect to be under that sacrifice. You'd have to sacrifice him again. He's calling the ones that he wants, okay? Calling the ones that he wants. And it's coming down the wire here. We're watching all the violence and all the craziness and all the stuff. You can't say these are dull and boring times. These are exciting times. But not necessarily in a good way with the craziness, you know. We've got to keep on hanging in there is what we've got to do. We've got to occupy until the end, even unto death. And we're promised that resurrection. That's the main thing. The people of the promise. It's not promised to everybody, just to his. You know, the universalists try to bring everybody in. No. It's not what it says in Scripture, no matter how they try to twist it. And oh, they'll preach a good sermon. They'll get up there and just tell you all this stuff that they want you to hear, so you just keep putting money in that plate each week. God love, he loves everybody. No, he doesn't. No. Sure doesn't love Esau. Surely does not love him. Read the book of Obadiah. Tell you all about Esau. Well, that's about it for today. I'm going to play a little music. I got a little extra time. I got Chapter 9 done. Got all the notes in. If you've missed any of my shows, my website is pastor-steve.com. There are others out there that use Pastor Steve, but they're not me. So that ought to get you there. And all my stuff is on there. Wake Up Call, Word for Word. My posts, some of my little postings that I've done. Things for sale, how to get my translations, etc., etc. I'm real happy with the little website. It's pretty nice. No trolling possible. It's not interactive. You can listen or download. That's it. No comments section. That way I don't have to babysit, and I can concentrate on doing these shows. I'm going to finish Hebrews, and I'm going to do the book of James and the rest of it. And I will be coming down the home stretch in Revelations. And then all the word-for-word shows will be repeats in order. I will probably be in the middle of Isaiah by the time the last new show airs, and then it'll be, the shows are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, and they'll be in the numbered order. And if I have 471 shows, it looks like with the I have about 487 shows, possibly. We'll see. But that's a lot of work, and it's been a labor of love. And I'll keep on doing Wake Up Call and keep on doing shows with Eli and Andy Hitchcock, etc., etc. But it's going to give me a break as far as my time, because I will have this completed. And I dearly wanted to get the whole Testament's done. I've got the Old Testament, I've got the Apocrypha, and I have the New Testament when I get done with Revelation. So that's very satisfying to me. And I appreciate your listenership and your support, and that you listen to EFR and get awakened further, that you're turning people on to EFR and they're hearing the word. The word of Yahweh does not go out in vain. So may Yahweh bless and keep you. I'm going to play the outro music here, and then that little song. Let's see. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Here I lay upon my dying pillow. thing that can happen. They're seeing a sinner as he died. Me.
Get out.